Good morning, Arizona. Why don't you come with me around the back and see who we've got in the outdoor living hour here at Rosie on the House. It's the second Saturday of the month, so it should be Mr. John Eisenhower, and it must be because there's no one on the ground. We're going to have to go find him out of a tree somewhere. But you have the opportunity to participate. If you have a question about your trees, it's 1-888-767-4348, or maybe you want a tree. He can help you talk through different options. If you don't have time to call, you can always text to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And Mr. Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, you really could have phoned it in today. I mean, I'm all about show prep, but this four-page document of like size 8 font, I could have just stood here and read this the whole hour. You know, a little practice with some inflections make it sound stimulating. Well, as go the roots, so go the shoots.
This is
you
true. Know,
pauses and inflections. Yeah, you could have taken the day off after this.
Well, you're referring to an article that I sent you. It's an article that I just published, and it'll be coming out in the next edition of the Southwest Trees and Turf publication, a regional industry publication that goes out around the Southwest. But it covers so many really important topics regarding trees and oxygen. Trees need nutrients. They need water, but they also need oxygen. We're pretty good at the nutrients. We can throw fertilizer at our nutrient problems, and we can adjust our irrigation timers. But we forget that trees need oxygen. And some of the health problems that we have are related directly to the lack of oxygen in the root zone. So that article addresses those sort of issues. We want to talk a little bit about that today. There's a lot going on right now in the horticultural world, but as we're kind of on simmer right now in the summer heat, speaking of which, this has been an amazing last month. The temperatures in June, because they didn't hit the actual record high temperature, somehow we were left disappointed that we missed it by a degree. So we don't have the notoriety of a record-setting June. But June had a record-setting average high temperature of about 107 degrees. Amazing that we would have just these 110-degree-plus days, week after week after week. A typical summer will have that 110-plus day, maybe those into those even high teens, but it'll be a spike, and then it'll be back down to the hundreds, and sometimes even below that during June. June is our traditionally our hottest month of the year, but this was an extremely hot month. We have several employees who moved recently from out of the Phoenix area and have come to work for us. And I sat down with a couple of them the other day, and I said, just wanted to let you know, this is not typical of our Arizona heat. We're hot here, but this was an extremely hot June. And I think there was a little bit of a relief I detected in their faces that they weren't, this wasn't what they can expect in a typical summer. And our plants were also struggling. This has been an amazing time to we see a lot of leaf wilt, a lot of leaf curl in the late afternoons during a typical summer season where we have to kind of up our frequency of watering. But despite all of our efforts, some of us and many of our listeners, I'm sure, have seen an increase in actual leaf scorch. Sunburn is common, especially on your succulents, your tropicals, your cactus, your aloes, and some of your broadleafed trees and shrubs. But this has been amazing. I mean, despite my efforts to try to water and try to keep the ground moist around the base of a lot of my trees and ground covers and shrubs, I'm still getting all sorts of wilt and dieback and actual leaf scorch. My honeysuckles are all blasted. I mean, the entire hedges of honeysuckle, even though they're getting adequate water below ground, the leaves just cannot process the water fast enough and efficiently enough to cool the leaf surface, so you'll get this leaf burn. Once the leaves burn on your plants, it's a little bit too late to be thinking about shade cloth to protect them, because that is permanent damage. The trees will just simply have to lose those leaves and then refoliate in the following season. I'm just leaving mine in place. I'm not going to do any trimming, of course, because then the new growth below that can be subject to sunburn. So might as well leave the sunburned leaves on your plants. They're providing some shade to the leaves just below there. And then in the fall, when you start to get some regrowth, maybe you can trim some of that unsightly outer foliage off and let the new foliage emerge, or just keep it on all the way through the winter and then trim in the spring, depending on how severe the damage is. Unfortunately, with your aloes and your agaves and some of those other succulents, the damage is permanent, usually for the life of the plant, until they can completely replace the foliage. And as slow growing as some of those plants are, you have to wait maybe multiple seasons, 3, 4, 5 years, before the new growth that emerges from the middle of the plant grows and replaces the old, which you can slowly cut off year to year. Disappointing when you have some really nice specimen plants that get blasted in the heat. I wish I'd covered. Of all the years, I decided to put a tropical plant. I bought a nice loquat from Greg Peterson a couple months ago, put it in the ground this spring, and that little guy has really struggled and waited a little too long. I thought, I should probably put a shade cloth over that. 2 days later, I come, it's just the leaves are all fried. So it might make it. It's still doing okay. It's got some new leaves that are below the ones that are burned, but I wait a little too long. You can't do that. You want to try to get that shade cloth in place before the real hot weather comes, and in anticipating that. But who could have anticipated a June like that? I mean, like I said, those 1-degree temperatures, maybe on every summer you might have 1 week where you've got a couple of those big old hot days. But we had week after week after week. And it's still, look at this. It was 110 degrees last night. Kim and I went out for a little ice cream last night. And it was, as soon as we walked outside at 7 o'clock, we realized, my goodness, this is hot. And we checked our temperatures, and it's 110 degrees. This is last night late. So, yeah, the plants struggle in those kind of conditions. So kind of take care to put up a little shade cloth. Sometimes if you got some of those plants that you do want to put a little protection in place now, you can actually take the shade cloth. You can purchase at any hardware store and drape it over the plants entirely and then tie it off at the base. Real easy way to do that. Sometimes the shade cloth is heavy, though, so you can put some pressure down on top of the leaves and the foliage. So you can also build a small structure around that. Use a few planting stakes or even PVC to build a little structure over the top of your plants and then drape the shade cloth over those. Other times we'll have customers of ours who just want some protection from the west and the south. So you can build a little structure that just gives you that protection in the late afternoon when the heat is most intense. 2 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon is when our highest temperatures are and where the sun does the most damage, because the leaf surfaces have heated up throughout the day. And then as it persists, 2 to 3 to 4 hours of that incredibly high temperatures, that 2 to 4 o'clock range is when most of the damage occurs. And that's, if you can protect the sun on those angles from that 2 to 4 o'clock range and all the way till sundown, that's a really good angle to, build your little structure to give that late afternoon protection to those delicate plants.
John usually brings a tree of the month, but before we get to that, let's take our first call at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to start with Sandra in Arizona City. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Somewhere along the line, I heard, and I can't remember the source, that the mesquite trees with the pods, that there's this spray in the springtime that could be put on the tree and it will not make those pods that have to be cleaned up. Is that in your information base? I know I didn't make that up. I just can't find out where the information came to find out where to go get it.
Well, there are some products that are available to prevent fruiting in certain types of legumes, like mesquites. And just recently, some of those products have been labeled for mesquites. In the past, they haven't. The products have to be applied to plants that they're tested on. And just recently, in the last couple of years, They've been tested on and labeled for treatment of mesquite trees to suppress the pod production. And yes, they're awesome. A lot of our clients have been asking us to make these applications. They have to be done at the right time during the spring when the trees are in bloom. And it does reduce significantly the seed pod drop, which is one of the main reasons why people complain about mesquites, is they're dropping something all year long. If it's not the leaves, it's the flowers. If it's not the flowers, it's the fruit, which are those seed pods. And then they tend to persist on the branches and then drop off slowly for the entire, you know, for about 6 months of the year. So you've got seed pod pickup all the way, you know, for a good part of the season.
None of those bother me, but the sap.
The sap.
No better way to ruin a paint job or a nice piece of furniture than sticking under a mesquite tree and realizing that you're sitting under a sap drip.
Yeah, they do drip some sap. It's called slime flux. It's a mild bacterial infection that oozes out some black sap, and it does cause a lot of discoloration on pavers and sidewalks and driveways. And yeah, that's another drawback with planting mesquites near a living area.
We'll be back right after this. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning. We're talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.